back together with my old friend, Aaron Campman. Aaron, that Campman for Ketchman trade, it didn't work out very, very well for the Packers.
Oh, fair enough.
The Jaguars got the better end of that. I haven't had a sack.
Well, that's okay. All right. You're doing a good job, I heard.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. You keep tabs with your old team?
I try to, a little bit, yeah. In between running around with four kids, we try to keep up with what's going on.
You're back home?
We are. We're back in Iowa. Yeah.
And you're back home here in Green Bay. This is home for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We spent 8 years here and great memories. You know, we had three kids born here and obviously all the football stuff. So it is. It's been a little nostalgic for us. You know, we pulled into the Radisson, and that's where we used to go for, before the games, home games. And so it's been fun bringing the kids back, and it's been enjoyable.
Why in the world did you last until the fifth round? Now, you ran a 4.75 40. You bench pressed 420 pounds. I mean, what's not to like? You came out of a good college program and you played for a coach, Kirk Ferentz,
yep,
who has a NFL pedigree. Why did you last so long?
Don't know. I guess I had the slow white guy kind of label.
4.75.
I don't know. It's just the way it was. But I'm glad I did because it gave me an opportunity to come here and work my way up and kind of earn some respect here. And that was a lot of fun.
And these were all good years here, right?
I mean, yeah.
Do you have a particular memory?
I thought maybe you'd ask that. And I thought about that. And there's a lot of them. But the one that came to my mind first was it was earlier in my career, and we had a victory up at the Metrodome. It actually wasn't here in Lambeau. It was a victory in the Metrodome on a Christmas Eve game where we clinched the division. And the team won. We clinched the division. Personally, I had a good game. And then I remember Mike Sherman gave us the next 3 days off. And then late in the season, Christmas, that was a lot of fun. I just remember that locker room.
How about 2006? You had 15.5 sacks. What do you remember of that season?
That was a good year. I don't think we made the playoffs, though. I remember if we would have beat the Bears, we had a chance to go to the playoffs. We didn't. But that was a good year, personally. A lot of fun. I do remember getting quarterback a little bit that year, so good stuff.
You had 12 more sacks in 07, 9.5 in 08, and then came the switch from the 4-3 to the 3-4, and for you it meant going from end to outside linebacker.
Yep.
Did you know it was wrong for you?
Yeah, it was a big change from having the hand on the ground to standing up and this and that, but tried my best at it and, you know, did all right, and then I ended up getting hurt that year too.
ACL
in 09. And then that was the end of my time here, and then down in Jacksonville, and that's where the trade happened between Ketchman camp.
Yeah, and you were having a difference maker kind of season in Jacksonville, and then halfway through, the ACL bell rang again.
You got the right one, yeah.
Yeah, what have ACL injuries cost you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great now, but at the time, that wasn't a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, for three off seasons, I taught myself how to walk again. So that wasn't a lot of fun. But I tell you, the neat thing that you learn when you go through significant injuries is you get to look inside and find out kind of who you are and what you're about and why you do what you do. And so it kind of helped, purify or crystallize exactly why I was playing football yet. And you get a chance to know who's kind of in your corner. And it was a good, in the end, I can say it now, it was actually a good experience.
So now we're back together again,
yep,
except in Lambeau Field. What does this place, this team, and these fans mean to you?
Well, like I said, it was really enjoyable to play here. I think the tradition, having played in Jacksonville, and also here you get to see kind of the difference. You've got grandparents who are Packer fans who pass it on to their, and then a team like that where they're still kind of trying to find their generations, So it was an interesting contrast between the two, and it even made me appreciate more the uniqueness and the loyalty of the Packer fans, because to this day, even in Iowa, there's a lot of Packer fans, and they remember, when I played here and things like that. And so it's a special place, no doubt.